Okay, today we begin the Drush HaChamishi in the Drush HaSaran in the Masada Rav Kook. It's on page Kuf Samaches. Okay, so the Ran begins with a Gemara from Nedarim. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinaso Ela Al Chacham Gibor V'Asher V'Ana V'Kulam B'Moshe. That Hashem will not rest His presence as Shechina except on a smart person, strong, rich, and humble. And all that is learned from Moshe, who is all of the above. So in order to get Nevuah, in order to get Hashem's Shechina to rest on the person, they need to be wise, strong, rich, and humble. Okay, says the Ran, Min ha'yadua, ki achar she'rotza Hashem yizbarach livro zeh olam lechvodah. Since Hashem wanted to create this world, this is of course a big statement, since Hashem wanted to create this world for His honor, v'hasiba tachlita se'tzleinu bo, and the purpose of that is, l'ma'an yavdu ha'min ha'enoshi, so that human beings will serve God. That was the purpose in creating this world. Chuyiv sheyimashich le'adam me'ito shefa sherhu l'mayla min ha'seichel. So therefore, a person is going to need to receive some kind of shefa, a flow, something from heaven, something that will be more than the raw intellect. Hanikra shefa nevui, which is called the flow of nevuah. That the ability to get nevuah. Human beings need that. The human race needs that. In order to reach the purpose of creation, l'hashlem ha'nefesh, l'ma'an teyer b'or pnei melech chayim, so that the person can perfect their soul, so that they can enjoy the ziv hashchina, they can get close to Hashem in the full sense. So that's why, or as full as possible, that's why Hashem created the world, that we should serve Him. It was all created for His honor, that we should serve Him. And in order for us to do that, we're going to need to get this shefa nevui, this nevuah from Hashem, so that we know what to do. V'layaspik lezeh shefa sichli bovad. Just having people get some kind of shefa of being like super smart, let's say, that would not work. Ki adavar asher yuskal atzmo uvamitoso. Something that you don't really understand or grasp or get. Even if you're the smartest person in the world, you're not really going to be able to understand what would be good for it and what would ruin it. Like you would say, as an example, let's say you don't really get humans and how a human works or is. Then it's been possible to know what would be good for it, or what you would need to get the person healthy if they got sick. First you have to understand, what is a human being? How does someone work? A person work? Once you can grasp what a human being is, then you would know, oh, okay, this would be good for him, because I know this is how a human being works, so this is what would be good for him or her, this would be bad. If so, benefesh, with the soul, that just with intellect we can't understand what a soul is, because we're physical and we've never encountered a soul. We don't really grasp what a soul is in its true sense. So, since that's the case, we're going to be perforce and not be able to figure out what would be good or bad for a soul, no matter how smart we are. There's no way to understand what would be good for a soul or bad for the soul, since we have no experience with the soul. We've never seen the soul. We don't understand it. Unless you get nevuah, some kind of shefa from Hashem, asher hu lamayla me'asecha, which is above intellect. So then, bo yivadu advar manirtim etel Hashem yizbarach, then we'll know things that Hashem wants, va'osim roshim manefesh, and the things that are good for the soul. You want to know how to heal the soul? We don't know the soul, so Hashem gives us nevuah, so we know how to perfect the soul, what's good for the soul, what's bad for the soul. V'hei mitzvot ha-Torah v'az ha-roseh, and the things that are good for the soul are the mitzvot of the Torah and keeping away from its isurim. V'ein safik, and there is no doubt. Shemishi yavoi lav zeh ha-shefa, someone who would get the merit of having this shefa from Hashem, this flow. Of course, that person should be perfect in their intellect, meaning very smart, and also perfect and think straight, and also perfect in their character traits, in their midos. Because it would be inappropriate that Hashem's nevuah should come to someone who is a low class person. Kitov as Hashem nilos, because that would be an abomination of Hashem. We know there's one mistake in history, one exception in history, which is Bilam. Bilam was a pretty bad Rasha, and he got nevuah. That was only for a very specific purpose. That was an exception to the rule because it was needed. You know, we know, everyone knows, I think, the Medrash, that the Goyim would have said, if only we had a Navi, we'd have been big tzaddikim too. So Hashem had to give them a Navi. But either way, that's an exception. And generally, a person has to be a very lofty person in order to get Nevuah, because that's fitting with the honor of the Nevuah that the person would get. But besides that, it's inappropriate for a man or a woman to get Nevuah if they weren't a very lofty person. There's another reason. But because naturally, that's the way it has to be. For who, and that is, she'yadua ki advarim kulam yiskarv l'domeim yisrachku mehafcham. Things that are similar stay together. Things that are opposite stay apart, outside of magnets, of course. But generally speaking, people who are similar to each other want to talk together, and in general, things that are similar to each other stay together. And things that are opposites, so then they repel. Or if they were humans, right, they'd be, if they were friends, they wouldn't be friends, usually, if they're opposites. People who are, the things that are similar stick together, and things that are opposites don't connect. They can't, a square hole can't fit into a square peg can't fit into a circle hole. So they don't stay together. And that's just the way the nature is, that things that are the same stick together and things that are the opposite repel. Okay, so how do you get more like Hashem or Lahavdil, or more like Ruchnius and spiritual things? So the more a person is a thinking person involved in intellectual pursuits and a good person with good midos, and then they're closer to spiritual things. Then getting nevuah is easier. It's more fitting to the spiritual world, so it's more shayach for the person to receive it. Because every person has two parts to them. The higher parts of the person and the lower parts. So when a person perfects themselves by being involved in to be a thinking person and thinking about the right things, so besides that he's a, let's say, a big Talmud Chacham, also he has, or she has, great midos. So then you're separate from the people in this world, in a sense. So then you're aiming towards heaven. Your life, your brains, your thought patterns, the way you are, is more heavenly, and you're separated from this world. And when you stop thinking the right thoughts, and instead get into the things in this world, and you lean towards the physical world, now you start thinking about money and low things and physical material things, then you're aiming downwards. Kasher Nirmaz, by the way, I should have mentioned that this drasha, it is said, was said for Parshas Vayetze, so you're going to see a lot of Vayetze stuff coming up here. And we're about to say one. Kasher Nirmaz Bermara Yaakov Avinu Al Vashalom. Like the story with Yaakov, as it says, V'nei Malachi Elokim Olim V'yardim Bo. That the Malachim were going up and down. V'nei Nira Elav Shahamaka Mahu Muchan L'Nevua. It was shown to him that this place where Yaakov was is a place that was good for Nevua. V'shemimenu Ya'alu Hanashim L'Hashlem Atzmam. And from there, people will rise to perfect themselves. V'amnam harolo, ki kol od shetia b'chayim chayisem, but it was shown to him that as long as people are alive, yefsha shetia ha'aliyah ritzufa holechas al ha'seder. As long as a person is alive, it's impossible that they'll always be going straight up. Aval yu olim kol od shisaska b'tzarchi nafsham. As long as, let's say, on Yom Kippur, you know, at Shas Ne'ilah, so then everybody's headed the right direction, everybody's headed up. And when they're doing low materialistic things, they're not on a spiritual height. And then they're going down. And the point to show Yaakov, or to show us, was that a person should do their best to increase the things that make them go spiritual, and to stay away from things that keep them going down. A person wants to be as spiritual as possible. And if this is with things that one needs to do, she efshar kashi is asik adam behem shetia pniyaso el tzad hamayla, that when a person is involved with them, it's impossible for him to be thinking of spiritual things. Kolshken mishiye nishka betchuna sarosh in atavos hamosirios zvar mechomrius. So certainly, in other words, what we just said, that's even for a super spiritual person, they're always going to have to do stuff that's going to take their minds off of ruchnius. And so for that, they go down at that point. So certainly, a low person who lives down, so certainly, she'ief shashi is karev l'sichlim anivlim. So certainly, he can't get close to spiritual things. So then he stays away from them. He is forced to stay away from them. So someone like that, they can't get nevuah. They have no connection to spiritual things. It doesn't even work. In almost like a natural sense, it doesn't work. Because of this, humash amar kan Rabbi Yonasan, this is what Rabbi Yonasan says. That's what Rabbi Yonasan is saying here, that Hashem only rests his shechina on someone who's smart and humble. Shehen kolos hamaylos hasichlios malos amidos. Those two things, smart and humble, encompass what the Ran just says a person needs to be a Navi. They have to be a smart person, that they think in the right way, have a straight thought, and also that they are humble, so that this way they have both milos, both positive things that they are, let's say, could know a lot of Torah or think well, and also that they have good character traits. They're a humble person. Okay, now there were other things in that list of things you needed to be an anav, and that's what he's going to talk about now. That which the Torah says, though, that a Navi has to be rich and strong, tzarech tam, that needs some kind of explanation. Why on earth is that a requirement? So some mefarshim, he's referring to the Rambam, in Shmona Prakim, some people say that ki ratza ba'omro gibor, when the Gemara says that a Navi has to be a gibor, it doesn't mean physical strength. It means misha magbir sichlo al ta'avoso, someone who is strong in that he can make his intellect override his taivas, his desires. For usher and a rich person, what's that? Shetiyelo midas hayis tapkus, that he's satisfied with what he has. Obviously, referring to the Mishnah in Avos. Hishvo gibor va'asher shamer Rabbi Yonasan lo mitzama maskir b'divrei ben zoma ba'avos. So he's trying to say that when the Chazal said gibor and usher, meant the gibor and usher meant in mentioned in Pirkei Avos, where it says, Ezu Gibor HaKovish HaSitzro, who's strong, someone who can conquer the Yetzirah, and Ezu Asher HaSamech B'Chalko, who is rich, someone who's happy with their lot. So it doesn't mean, the Rambam is saying, it doesn't mean in the literal sense that they should be rich and strong, it means that they should be conquer the Yetzirah and happy with their lot. V'ein Devreim Nechonim, if you recall, the Ran has mentioned this before, that this he disagrees with this. Ein devarim nechonim, it's not correct. Shem Kain, if that were true, achar shehizkir anav, once the Gemara said anav, humble, lo hayetzarech lazkir gibor v'asher. If we're only talking about good character traits, as soon as you say humble, you don't need to say anything else. The conquers the yetzara and happy with his lot, once you're an anav, you've done that. Been there, done that. Shekvar Amar Rabbis Hinu Chazal already said, perakamad avod azara, in the beginning of avod azara, anava gedola mikulam, that anava is the highest level a person can reach. So hinei biro, so they explained, ki misha hisig anava, whoever reached the level of called an anav, the way Chazal interpreted someone who's humble, e after it's impossible, mibli shakdimelo ta'ara v'kedusha v'yerescheit. So then there's a whole list in the Gemara there about different levels of spirituality, and if anav is the last, that means someone who reached what Chazal called an anav has already reached the level of purity and holiness and fear of sin, v'yesar ma'alos hamuzkar sham, and all the other attributes that are mentioned there. And if that's too, so obviously if you reached all those high levels, so if an anav means you reached those high levels, so then you're obviously someone who conquered your Yetzirah, you're obviously someone who's happy with your lot. So it's obviously it's Yaduashu Moshal al Yitzhar Vashihigi al Midas Aestapkos. We know obviously this person is conquered his Yetzirah and is happy with the Lokim. Because if a person is Yetzirah is on top of them all the time and they're always not happy with their lot and they're always looking for more money, you're certainly not going to reach the level of Tara, purity, Kedusha, Yiras Chait. So if anava is pestos, and then the Gemara shouldn't mention anything other than the guy should be an anav, finished, and that would include everything. Vodka, Shalayim, another kasha, says the Ran. Shereisham bin Nadarim perik in bin amodr, hochichu gibor, the way the Gemara Nadarim proves, how do I know you need to be a gibor? Because, remember, it was all learned from Moshe, right? So it proves that, how do I know this from Moshe? Midichsiv, because it says, it got by Moshe, vayifro, says, ohel ala mishkan. Moshe placed the ohel all over the mishkan. V'amarav, Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom pirshu. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it, v'chsiv, esra amos orach hakeresh. So the Moshe was very tall, he was 10 amos, and the krushim were 10 amos, so that's why he needed him. So you see, he must have been very strong. V'ikshu sham, and the Gemara asked, v'imad arach v'katin. So wait, maybe it was long, but it wasn't heavy. Okay, so it says because Moshe was able to hold the luchos, and those were very heavy. Bottom line is, it's obviously talking about physical strength. Next, Ashir, rich, dechsev, how do you have to be rich? As it says, the Gemara says, psalacha, psalosan shalcha yehei, that when Moshe carved out the luchos, so there was leftover of the sapphire, and he was able to keep it. It also says from Yonah. It says that Yonah, who was also a Navi, how do we know he was rich? Because it says he paid for the boat, right, going to escape. That he paid for the whole boat. All the, not just his own ticket, he paid for the whole boat. The fee for a boat was 4,000 dinars of Zav. Either way, it's all trying to see. You see, Nevi'im are rich. Either Moshe was rich because he got the leftovers from carving out the Aron, which was from precious gems, or because Yonah gave the money for the boat. You see that Nevi'im are rich. It says the Ran, Inebi'a Rubakan, Gibor, Vasher, Kipshuto. So obviously, when the Gemara said Gibor, it meant physically strong, and Usher meant physically rich. Vodiyaksh, another question, Aleilu HaMefarshim. Masha, Amr, Beperka, Masnia, Velelef, Moshe, Dilma Moshe Shaini Damar Marina Shkina Shar Al Chacham Gibor Vasher Balkoma. The Gemara says, let's learn from Moshe, and says Moshe is special in that Moshe Hashem Shkina only rests on someone who is strong, wise, rich, and tall. Vein Balkoma Midatova Velo Mala Sichlis. How's the Rambam going to explain a Balkoma? Why do you have to be tall? What's the Indian of being tall? Tall is hard to explain. El ikrim shal dvarim ki gibor v'asher kipshutam. Therefore, the Ran says it's obvious that these things are meant in the literal sense. The person has to actually be rich, strong, and tall. Okay, aval tzarech bir, but this needs explanation. Madu yitzarech anavi liyoso asher balkoma. Why does a navi need to be rich and tall? Kibigibor, maybe by strong, duchalafarishim heyoso kipshuto, maybe we could say, okay, strong I can understand, meaning in the physical sense. Shiitz tarcha navi lazeb yosu mishtalech lechiach amrav. Because the navi often had a very rough job. He had to go tell the whole Klal Yisrael, including very powerful men, that they were sinners. And that was a dangerous job. And he needed to be tough. V'lechen tzarech shiyah amatz libo bigiborim. So therefore, you'd have to be a tough person, and not afraid of anybody. Like Hashem warned Yirmiyahu, get up and say, everything that I'm going to tell you. Okay, so either way, you see, Hashem had to warn Yirmiyahu that he had to be tough when he was going to tell the people that they were sinners and bad things would happen because it was a rough job and bad things might happen to him. So I understand, therefore, why a person maybe would need to be a strong type person, either physically strong or courageous, but it would mean, I guess, if somebody's physically strong, they're less likely to be intimidated and more likely to be listened to. So that we can understand about Asher, about Komo, what's the difference if you're tall and rich? Tzarech Tam, why does another need to be rich? Tshuva Bazeh, says the Ran, I'll tell you the answer. Shim Yitztarich HaNavi HaNavua LaHashlam Atzm Lavad. You're right, if the Navi was getting Navua, if a Navi got his Navua for himself, V'lo Luzuloso, not because he needed to tell it to anybody else, HaYiroi SheYinabi Mishim Tzuba HaShlemius Asher Teshalim HaNefesh. So then all he would need to be would be a spiritually uplifted person, so that it would be fitting that he should get Navua. Yeah, Guf Shalim HaChaser. And then he could be missing a limb, who cares? Because a Navi was there to tell the masses what God said, then he has to be top of the game in every category, not just in spiritual attributes, but even in physical things. Someone who loved Chachma, people who love wisdom, people who love riches, people who love power, all those people would need to be enamored from this Navi. So therefore he had to have all the best character traits so that everyone who thought being rich was the most important thing, they would listen to the Navi. People who thought being smart was the most important thing, they would listen to the Navi. This way everybody would listen to the Navi because everybody would say, wow, he's the best. Kfar Yadur was already known. Sheino Nikra Navi, Rak Miyoso, Mashmiya, So we know the reason why a Navi is called a Navi is exactly because of that, because he always is talking and telling people what Hashem says. Someone who's always talking is called a Navi. Like the Pasuk says, when Hashem tells Moshe, Aaron will be your Navi. Hashem didn't mean that Aaron will be your Navi and will teach you, the future. He meant he will be your talker. He will talk for you. That which I will say, he'll say for you to Paro. That's why a Navi of Hashem is called a Navi. The Navi Abal is Navi. And also a Navi of Avodah Zarah is called a Navi. Because it just means it comes from moving lips. That's what the word Navi means. So that's why anybody who talks a lot or talks, their job is to say over what somebody else says, so they're called a Navi. That's what the Gemara says in Hamatznia Baal Koma Liyoser Yoser Nira El Hahamon Bein Ahidir. That's why he has to be tall, so he looks good. Because Hashem is Mishtabech Balakoma, they look nicer, so that's better. Lazain Roy Ladaber Bidvarim Rak Ishal Tsura Kadesh Yudvarim Nishmam Yoser. So therefore, someone of who looks good, tall, powerful, strong, he's the right guy to be telling over everyone what they need to hear. Kenyan Shamar B'Tainis, like Chazal say in the Gemara in Tainis, when we're talking about there's a fast day and someone has to go give them Musar, Taner Rabbanon, Yesham Zakin, Omer Zakin. If there's an old man, he should speak. Ein Sham Zakin, Omer Chacham. Otherwise, a Chacham speaks. Ein Sham Lo Chacham Lo Zakin, Omer Adam Shel Tzuras. And then a tall person should speak. Same deal. This way people are more listening. V'hu Shamar Yirmiyo, Hinei Lo Yadati Daber Ki Na'ar Anochi. So Yirmiyo also, when he didn't want to be... didn't want to go, was afraid to go as a Navi Hashem. So he says, I don't know how to speak because I'm a Na'ar. Lo omar eini tzadik o chasid. Yirmiya didn't say, I'm not a tzadik, I'm not a chasid. Aval omar ki meyosu ro'i l'nevua. Nasher shalmu malas nafsho. What Yirmiya said is, even though maybe I could be a Navi based on my spiritual level, achoyer sher lo yada daber, since I don't know how to talk good, einenu ro'i l'yosu mishtaleich b'malachus Hashem, yisbarach l'faisim esh asher tzivanu. Yitavenu. So Yirmiya was saying, I don't feel fit to be a Navi because even though maybe I'm spiritually ready, but since I don't know how to talk well, I shouldn't be the one to be the Navi. So from all this, you see that's why Hashem wants the Navi to be someone who has everything you could want, because this way people are more likely to listen to him, and that is the point of being a Navi, that people should listen to him. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mirz Hashem continue next time.